Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatune. Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. And Swami means master. Nayana Patagami means please go on the pathway of my eyes. And Nayana Patagami Bhavatune, please manifest yourself unto me. So in this way we are meditating on the Supreme Lord Krishna. Different devotees, they are all like different birds flying on different levels in the sky of realization of the Lord. But yet the verse applies to all. Whether we are on the ground, whether we are in the darkness of ignorance, and yet with just a moment of illumination and just wonder, maybe there is a God after all. Or whether we are convinced that the Lord is there behind everything in this universe. Just like it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, it is said, Mata parataranam yat kinchit asti dhananjaya mayi sarvam idam pruta sutta mani gananiva, which means that everything in this world, all the opulences in this world, are like pearls strung on a thread. And it is Krishna who is the thread. But when we have a string of pearls, we see only the pearls, we don't see the thread. The thread remains hidden and yet connects all the pearls. So in the same way, Krishna is hidden, we don't see him. But yet everything, he connects everything. He is behind everything. Maya jakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hitunanena kunti ajagatvi parivartate. We have seen how Krishna is arranging anything. Sometimes we say that even if one cannot see the face of Krishna, one can see the hand of Krishna. One can see how the Lord is making so many arrangements beyond chance. Clearly, that the Lord is interfering in the life of his devotees. Srila Prabhupada was destined to great fortune. Srila Prabhupada, according to astrologers, was meant to become very wealthy. And yet, somehow or other, it didn't come to pass. Yasyam anugrinami taddanam harijesanai. Somehow or other, sometimes Krishna intervenes in the life of his devotee. And somehow or other, he takes away. Why he did so? Who are we to judge? Of course, it is sometimes said that when a person is somehow or other attached to material things and at the same time trying to make spiritual advancement, that Krishna may take away these material attachments. But that would not apply. Rather, we take it that Krishna wanted to show that struggle is even there for the pure devotee. No one can say that, oh, for Prabhupada, Krishna made it easy because he was a pure devotee. No. For Prabhupada, it was more difficult than for any of us because There were no temples waiting for him anywhere in the world. For us, easy. You just look at your phone at krishna.com and you find the nearest temple, and you know, and you just walk in and say, "Is there any prasad?" Our biggest adventures maybe when the addresses are not right. It happened to me once when I was still in the Grihastha ashram. We were going to Rome and we went to the temple, and the temple was closed. There was no temple. It's like, whoa. The taxi driver got more emotional than we got, because he was Italian. He said, "But this is not possible." "Don't worry, we are paying." Anyway, we gave him a new address of the restaurant. Then that was also closed. And then there was nothing. So for a few days, for about 48 hours, we fell into a vacuum. No devotee association, nothing vegetarian to eat, everything closed. Ugh, austere. Until we met a devotee who had a hotel, and we went there and said, "Is there some prasad?" And there was. So somehow or other, in that way, for us, life is just taken care of, provided for. Shelter is there. For Prabhupada, no shelter. Prabhupada went alone into the wilderness of the age of Kali. And Prabhupada had to struggle. It was very difficult, against the odds. First, in his Grihastha life, he had already translated Bhagavad Gita for a large percent, and then it disappeared. It was stolen again and again. So many difficulties Prabhupada had to face. Yet nothing could ever deter him, change his determination. It was just inconceivable how focused he was. Prabhupada just continued, and Krishna was there, and Prabhupada relied on Krishna. When somehow or other they managed to scrape the rent together for the matchless gift storefront for the first month of rent, Prabhupada didn't worry about the second month's rent. Somehow or other, Krishna, he was relying on Krishna. And in all respects, relying on Krishna at any time. And Krishna reciprocated. Because when one is totally relying upon Krishna, yes, then Krishna will certainly provide. Raksisya Titi Vishwa. So Krishna protects those who have great faith in him, who have that conviction that somehow or other Krishna will protect me in this way. Srila Prabhupada started this movement and made Lord Jagannath visible to us. Of course, Lord Jagannath in a way came to Prabhupada. It was Malati who somehow or other brought him. And as she had found the deity in a shop, she liked it and brought it to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, "Are there more?" She said, "Yes, there are more." "Okay. Also other colors." Prabhupada said, "Bring them." So she brought. And Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, and Subhadra had appeared, and Prabhupada told Shamasundara to carve big forms of these deities. And in that way, Lord Jagannath came. And in that way, Ratiyatra also came, because where there is Jagannath, there is Ratiyatra. And although they didn't have a chariot, they did it on a flatbank truck. Prabhupada couldn't go due to health issues. But the devotees, they told Prabhupada that somehow or other, during the parade, at one point, the truck stalled and it wouldn't start and they couldn't move it, and it took quite a while before they could start it back up. Prabhupada said, ah, now it is successful. Because Prabhupada was remembering the Ratiyatra of Lord Chaitanya, where the chariot had stopped in the middle of the street in Jagannath Puri. And no one could move it. People were pulling, and yet the chariot did not move. The king commissioned strong and powerful wrestlers to come forward, and they pulled the chariot with big muscle and so on, and just to show, you know, who they were. But no question that they could move that chariot. It was immovable. The king, not easily giving up, this time arranged for elephants. And the elephants, they were goaded on by their caretakers, and they were like making that noise that elephants do, like the sound of many trumpets all together, pulling these chariots and not moving. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his man to take the ropes of the chariot in their hands. But yet they were not pulling. And Mahaprabhu went to the back of the chariot and pushed it with his head. And then the chariot just began to roll by itself. No one was pulling, and yet it was moving along the road, this enormous chariot of Lord Jagannath. So in this way, it was very clear, without the will of the Lord, not a blade of grass in this entire universe will move. What to speak of a chariot? No one can pull the chariot of the Lord to Vrindavan without the grace of the Lord. No one can bring the Lord back to his topmost abode and join him there without the grace of the Lord. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada was very pleased to see that the same thing had manifest there in that first Ratiyatra in the Western world. And Srila Prabhupada, he knew now the Lord has fully manifest himself, fully manifest his mercy. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are now to unfold. And they are unfolding. Who could have imagined that so many Ratiyatras would be there around the world? Who could have imagined? And yet wherever there is Jagannath, he is calling for Ratiyatra. How can we not have Ratiyatra? So, in this way, Ratiyatra has become a major tool in spreading Krishna consciousness in the world. We are all actively involved in that activity, and so was Srila Prabhupada, and he engaged his devotees. Jayananda became the king. No one did what Jayananda did. No one from nothing manifested an enormous chariot. No one from nothing, without any money, without any help, managed to do all these things. But Jayananda, he did. He got things donated. He got volunteers to work. He was working alone on the chariot, see a young man walk by and say, excuse me, excuse me, could you give me a hand and hold that plank? Yeah, sure, no problem. Then Jayananda would give him the hammer and the nails and said, excuse me, can you just put some nails there on your side? Yeah, no problem. Then he said, wow, you are really expert. Are you a carpenter? And the next moment, the man was on the team, and the team was growing. And sometimes, someone wanted to smoke, and Jayananda said, go wash your hands. And he gave them a lecture how they couldn't smoke. But all right, he allowed little smoke breaks for some people outside. Sometimes Jayananda would leave for a moment to bring halva for his team. And what can be said? They all became devotees. They all became devotees by his mercy. And thus, the Rath Yatra of Jagannath already made devotees before the chariot was on the road. And what to speak, once the chariot came on the road. One year, there was an issue with the wheels. They had changed the regular wheels, which were solid, for metal wheels with spokes. And Prabhupada said, why did you change the wheels? I mean, it's like the old wheels were better. And these particulars, these wheels are not good. Well, it was too late to make the change. The old ones were already destroyed or whatever. So anyway, the parade went, and then during the parade, they had problems with the wheels. Some of the spokes broke, and the wheels, they lost their shape, and they were no longer round. They became like oval-shaped or whatever. And as a result, the chariot was moving in an extraordinary way. And in Vrindavan, we hear this story every year from Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu, see, the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who has been in Vrindavan since a very long time, since 1975, non-stop. And he's an artist, and he makes murtis of Srila Prabhupada and artwork and so on. So when he saw this chariot, he said, I'd never seen anything like that. It was amazing. Here was a chariot coming down the road, and it was walking. It wasn't driving, it was walking. He said, that was brilliant. I had never imagined anything like that. A walking chariot. And he joined because of that. It must have been being an artist. It must have been for him that those spokes came out. Somehow or other, he joined. Krishna knows what arrangement to make for every individual so that somehow or another they can come to the shelter of his lotus feet. So, in this way, Rath Yatra is filled with miracles. Whoever sees Lord Jagannath, whoever touches the rope, is liberated. Not only liberated, but will develop love of God. It is that potent and powerful, this Rath Yatra. Therefore, somehow or other, we must induce people to pull the chariots. Because Rath Yatra is the festive symbol of the Sankirtan movement, which is a movement made of pure mercy. This movement made of pure mercy distributes that mercy in so many different forms. And today we are also formally ending the book distribution marathon, which has been going on around the world. The Bhaktivedanta Manor set themselves a high goal this year, 100,000 books, whereas if they didn't even do half of that in a previous year. But for the 50th anniversary, They made it a serious try, and they ended the score on 97,000, but still not all the scores were coming, had come in. And it will be announced today on the Sunday feast how many books actually have been distributed. So I am in suspense. Cape Town, I remember that reunion we had a few years ago. It was really nice, actually. And it was very nice, and especially what I liked the most was to hear the Sankirtan devotees speak. It was just like, because it was amazing. It was just at that time, there was that amazing energy here. And it was amazing. How many books went out from this Cape Town temple? What a spirit it was. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj used to specially go here for the marathons to somehow or other coach them, encourage them. They were remembering, and I also remember. It was just amazing. And still, book distribution is carrying on in Cape Town, and today we are also will be remembering and hearing the scores of this year's distribution, and we heard some wonderful stories. Gopal Kumar was telling us that he was coming across a group of ladies, and he was speaking to them and trying to show him the book, and one was speaking for the group. She seemed to be the leader, and the lady was interested, favorable towards his welfare work, and, you know, and said, okay, I'll give you a donation, but I don't want a book. He said, no, he took the donation. He said, no, you can take the book. She said, no, we don't want to. You know, you give to someone else, you know, just the donation. We'll do. But then later, there was a young girl from the group that sort of broke loose from the group and came and wanted the book. And she took the book. But as often happens when young girls take books, the elders took it away. So the elderly lady took it away and then gave that book to a beggar who was sitting in the wheelchair. And the beggar was holding the book in the air, and he was holding it to his chest. And he was kissing the book, and he said, finally, I've got this book. For so long I've been wanting to have this book, and now I've got the book. He was afraid that Gopal Kumar would take it back. No, it's for you. So Krishna arranges that these books somehow or other reach destinations that we cannot imagine. But Krishna knows, because Krishna has a plan for every living being. And to somehow or other, Krishna is eager to bring every living being back home, back to the spiritual world. So in this way, we are part of this amazing mercy movement. We ourselves are recipients of that mercy. And of course, when we are putting on such a festival as Rathyatra, then there is a great opportunity. A great opportunity to reach many people and to somehow or other give that mercy. So in that spirit, we are meditating before Rathyatra, just on the eve, Lord Jagannath is here, the Vaishnavas are here, everything is ready, the tourists have come, it's the perfect time, the opportune moment is here. Now let us somehow or other distribute that mercy as much as we can, and see that is the essence of this Rathyatra. to somehow or other widely and widely distribute this mercy to all and everyone. Thank you very much. Jagannatha Swami Dayanabhadra Gaur.